Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Ladies and gentlemen, what up, y'all? It's comedian Rodney Perry, and you listen to the Psy Effect radio show. Psy, you off the chain, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Psy. Thank you for joining me today. I know you could have been anywhere in cyber world, but you chose to hang out with your girl, and for that, I appreciate you. Today's special guest needs no introduction. Okay, maybe he needs a slight introduction. You probably remember him as Ice Cube's outrageously funny dog catching dad in the New Line Cinema Smash trilogy, Friday, Next Friday, and the Friday After Next, or as Pops on the long-running syndicated sitcom The Wayans Brothers, or you may know him from one of my favorite cartoons, The Boondocks, as Pops. He is the most hilarious man on the planet, and today, John Witherspoon is on the Psy Effect radio show. He's going to give advice about love. He's going to give advice to some of you actors, new actors that are looking to pursue acting as a profession. We're going to talk about his tour. We're going to talk about the new projects. Is he going to be in Next Friday? Is there going to ever be another Boondocks? I know these are some questions that I want to know personally, and John Witherspoon will answer those questions today. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back with John Witherspoon right after this track by Alyssa Sheik called Countdown.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your man, Vincent M. Ward, a.k.a. Oscar from The Walking Dead, and you're listening to my girl, my own girl, Psy, for the Psy Effect radio show. Now go out and kill some zombies. Peace.
Yeah. Street chick, more class than a light touch. Walk says it all, I ain't gotta talk much. Mind sharp as a cut with some dope dummy. She make her own rules and her own money. Low key, no rims on the S5. A white tee, 9 jeans, Louis V slides. No jewels, just a basher on a Peloton. I see he into getting money, so am I. This ain't about taking yours, trying to make it mine, but rather trying to find the perfect partner for the crime. Two minds of a kind with the same mission. Two times all the drive and the ambition. Don't stop till we drive them all. Treat you like a king in the meanwhile. You've been around, but you gotta admit, you never crossed over one like this. You need a chick with a face that's a 10. Hair and nail, get a pen. She's the perfect 10. All around, let's talk about the acid 10. And the fashion 10. She's the classic 10. Now count down, so here we go. 9, 8, 7, 6. The only thing that's left for you to do is kick 5, 4, 3, and 2 with the curves.
Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there. Tune in to the Psy Effect radio show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the Psy Effect radio show. See you there.
John Witherspoon, bang, 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 bang. Don't nobody go to the bathroom for the next 35 or 45 minutes. Yeah, boy, you're listening to the Psy Effect radio show.
Welcome to the Psy Effect radio show, Mr. John Witherspoon.
Thank you.
Mr. Witherspoon, it's good to hear and see that you're alive and well. You were recently a victim of the infamous Twitter killer.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
That's crazy. I'm
well,
like,
you know, but I got about 25,000-30,000 more hits, members on my Twitter now. So
there you go.
It was something good came out of that.
Definitely, definitely. Now, Mr. Witherspoon, your career spans over 5 decades. Why do you think you remain relevant?
Well, I am, you know, everybody had a father, everybody had an uncle, everybody had a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of guy that everybody wants to have like there's their uncle or their grandfather. So, because everybody had one, and that's why I'm still around. And I'm kind of crazy.
No, as a kid growing up, what were your aspirations?
Oh, I'm from a family of 11 kids.
Wow.
In Detroit, so we didn't have any inspirational aspirations. I didn't have anything like that. I just trying to find my lunch or my dinner.
I hear you.
We were really broke in Detroit. I used to wear 2 left boots at school. 2 left boots.
Oh my God!
In the snow in Detroit.
Crazy.
So I didn't have time to be worrying about inspiration or aspiration. So I got that later on in life. And one of my boots had a high heel.
So you had that pimp walk early, huh?
Oh yeah, I knew all about the pimp walk.
When did you say, you know what, I'm going to try this acting comedy thing?
Well, I had a brother, older brother, Herbert, and I used to live with he and his wife and his kid for a while. And they used to be in a theater group. I said, boy, that looks pretty cool, being and going and working on plays and doing plays and stuff. So I said, I'm going to go down one day and I'm going to see if I can learn how to act and all that stuff. So I went in the Yellow Pages and found an acting class and a private acting class. So I called John Binkelman's acting class, private coaching. And I went down there and started there because we started doing, when I got there, he said, sure, come on in. And I think I paid him every session. It was $25, something like that.
Wow.
And I went in there and I got the bug, I think, the first day I was there because he would have me come in and do stuff, do Shakespeare. I said, you know, I was tearing up Shakespeare. Oh, my God. I would kill to
see a video of that.
Oh, my God. I'm a little kid out of the ghetto. I mean, I don't know about no Shakespeare. And Othello,
right.
Desdemona. I'm talking about Desdemona.
If you weren't in the business of entertainment, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
I really don't know because I used to be a salesperson, an estimator for home improvements, which would have been very boring. Home improvement expert. I go around and tell people what it costs to add a new room to their house, or put a new roof on, or put a new raise the ceiling, or lower the ceiling, and all that stuff.
Okay.
But I don't know what I would be doing because I wasn't educated for any of that.
So you just took a leap of faith and just kept it moving. It kept it pushing.
Yeah, I definitely was blessed to have that leap of faith because I stuck with that in you. And then in Detroit, I was a fashion model also.
Wow.
I worked in a fashion model. I used to be in the paper every day. You know guys in it with a suit on in the paper?
Yeah.
In Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News, I used to be in there every day. A store that would hire fashion models. I looked at a magazine one time. I used to work at Cadillac Motor Car, building cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at this magazine, and I saw this guy standing next to a car with a girl. And I said, I look better than that dude.
And you tried it.
Next day I called the fashion. I looked in the Yellow Pages again. Everybody got to go to the Yellow Pages. You're in the Yellow Pages. I looked at them. I saw the thing, Marlene agency.
Mm-hmm.
I called and said, are you looking for any new models? They said, yeah, we're always looking for new people. I had a day, took a day off from my job at Cadillac, and went in there, and they signed me up right away. Then we're looking for people like you. And I had a job. I was in a magazine, I was in a newspaper, and a magazine a week later.
That's crazy. You know, so many people now, they're trying to, you know, get on their grind and hustle and do do exactly what you're doing, and it doesn't happen like that. You know, maybe because we don't have the yellow pages no more. Maybe that's
the problem. Get some yellow pages.
I want to talk to you about the elections. You know, the debates were kind of heated, you know, with Obama and the other dude.
Right. Yeah.
So there are a lot of people of minority saying that they will not vote in this election. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't know any reason why they wouldn't vote. Why wouldn't they vote?
It doesn't make any sense to me either.
Yeah, so that's the dumbest thing in the world to say you're not going to vote at all. No, your vote counts. You got to go and vote, you know. And I'm personally for Obama. I mean, I can't believe that. That's ridiculous. They don't like Obama because they said they don't like Obama.
Well, a lot of people are saying that, you know, the economy is still bad, and a lot of people are bitter to the fact that they're not able to find jobs, but what they fail to understand is that that's not completely the president's fault. He's making opportunities. You have to take your butt out there.
He needs to rebuild this country. The Bush, that administration, and before Bush, all the years in Bush, all the money and the jobs and everything, that's went out of this country. He's trying to bring things back. They start over again. It's ridiculous what happened. You can't blame him. He's done a great job. They told me they can't find a job. If when Romney get in the office, you ain't going to be able to find no food.
Of course I am.
For the rich boy is going to be getting all the money. The rich boy is going to be he's not for the poor people, middle class. He's for the rich boys.
Agreed.
He's a country club boy.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell our listeners to get their butts out there and vote, please?
You got to get your butt out there and vote. You cannot sit around talking about, I ain't going to vote. You ain't going to eat in a minute. You may get your
there
butt
you
out
go.
There. You may not have a job, but, you know, and that's why they're extending these unemployments, because they because there is no, they got to get the job back. What happened was they all, Fannie Mae and them took and robbed the whole bank. When Obama got an offer, he had no idea what he got himself into.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he had the stimulus package to try to save us from people to get soup lines. We about to be soup lines.
Absolutely.
And he got people a stimulus package, which means the stimulus package means the people got jobs. They got jobs to survive. If they didn't, the whole country would have been in a depression.
Amen.
They ain't never seen a depression, boy.
And we don't want to see it.
You don't want to see no depression. Oh, no. That means you have a soup line, and it's only one pea in some water. That's what a soup line is. Maybe two peas if you're lucky.
Man, if I could vote twice, I would.
I'm trying to say it. We're going to vote 10 times. Well, go out and vote.
Definitely.
Do not let the rich boy take over your life.
Oh, Lord, no. We don't want the man to take over.
You're talking about the man.
Mr. Witherspoon, how many children do you have, and are any of them following in your footsteps?
Yeah, I have two. I have a son that's 24 and a son that's 16. Yeah, my 24-year-old son, I put him on stage last week in Pleasanton, California.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He wanted to be a stand-up and an actor. John David Witherspoon.
Wow.
And he got his webpage, it's JD Witherspoon. He makes his own little, what do you do on the YouTube? He got his own little station. He do stuff every week.
Oh, definitely. You know what?
Uh-huh.
That's hot. You know, I would definitely think that growing up in a household with you would produce another comedian. It would happen. I know growing up with you was probably hilarious. I have to get your son on the show.
Yeah, he's definitely and funny. I saw him last week. First time I ever seen him. He got laughs. He does great voices. He can do Cat Williams and Denzel Washington.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Well, when we finish, you got to give me his information so I can set him up and bring him on as well.
Sure, for sure.
Are there any roles you haven't done but would like to? You've played some of everything. I think you were a DJ on What's Happening or Good Times. You were a detective. You were on Barnaby Jones, you know.
All right.
What are some things you haven't done? I don't think you've been a priest. Have you been a priest yet?
I was a priest, as a matter of fact.
Hey.
I remember being in some, I had an outfit on like a priest. Yeah, I sure did. And a white, the white little cover up, collar around my neck, and a black
suit.
Oh yeah, that was me. well, you know what I'm doing now. I'm in a TV show called The First Family.
Okay.
That's on KKL at 5 o'clock. Now you, in LA, it's 5 o'clock on Saturday and 6 o'clock. No, 5 o'clock on Friday on KKL Channel 9.
Okay.
And it's on 6 o'clock Sunday. It's called The First Family. I played the president's father.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds fun.
Oh, we've been on about 5 weeks now.
I got to check it out. I got to see
about
it.
It's called The First Family. My wife is Gladys Knight.
Oh, snap.
Jack Kay is in it. And she plays the president's wife's sister. Kalita Smith is the president's wife. Christopher Duncan plays the president. Marla Gibb plays Kalita's, the president's wife's mother. So we got a wonderful cast.
Nice. That's a nice ensemble.
It's called
Get the TiVo.
First Family. Everybody got to look it up. And
definitely.
And I played the president's father. And I'm,
oh,
and
that's
I'm still,
totally
and I wear
cool.
my And I'm wearing my same clothes with my bow ties and things.
Oh, my God. You know what? We got to support this. Why don't we hear about the new television shows? It's like, it's almost like if it's not on BET, nobody knows about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a new thing now. We're on KKL, Channel 9, 5 o'clock on Saturday, 6 o'clock on Sunday. And you also got another show, Mr. Box Office, that follows us, and that's the same producer, Byron Allen, is doing that one also. It's called
Nice.
Mr. Box Office with Bill Bellamy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right.
Really, really, this show we got is really nice. So you can tell your listeners to tune in to the First Family. It's called First
Absolutely.
Family. And I'm the father of the president. And I have a lot of fun around the White House. I'd be all in the Lincoln bathroom, in the bedroom, sleeping in the Lincoln bed with my shoes on.
I'm definitely going to spread the word on Twitter and Facebook. Definitely got to support you and what you're doing and everybody's on the show.
And
that's awesome.
And also, I'm back with the cartoon. I'm on the Boondocks. We're going to do the fourth and fifth season of the Boondocks.
Yay!
Yeah, so I've been working on
Great.
That. And plus, I'm on tour. I'm going out I go out there every year. I usually do 30, 40 weeks a year on the road.
Yeah.
So I'm always doing stand-up.
Where can everyone go to get a list of the places that you're going to be at from week to week?
Well, I'm getting my webpage. I had neglected my webpage. I thought it was working well, but I looked at it and it's all wrong. So they can always go to my webpage, bangbangbangbang.com.
Got it.
Four
okay.
bangs.
Four bangs.
Four
bang,
bangs.
Bangbangbangbang.com.
Bang. You can see all of my sell my T-shirts on there. You see where I'm going, where I've been, and messages, and I'm on Twitter, John, _ pops _ spoon. That's my Twitter page.
Got it. I'll put that out there, too, on my Facebook and retweet you on Twitter. Now, before I let you go, any words of wisdom for those that are pursuing comedy or acting?
Well, first of all, you just can't say I'm going to be an actor or actress or a comedy. You got to go, like my son, he gets up and go to the improv, he goes to the Laugh Factory, he goes to the comedy store on Sunset Boulevard in L.A., and the Laugh Factory on Sunset Boulevard. He goes there and he worked for free. He open mic night, they call it the open mic night. That's what we did. That's all the people that I grew up with, we did. Open mic night, you go on and do 3-4 minutes and see how you like it. Then you go there and go to another club. You got about 7 to 8, maybe 10 clubs now you can go. Just so no excuse for saying I can't work anywhere.
Right,
you can go to one place, pay them $5, they let you go up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And you go do your act. That's how you do it. And if you want to be an actor, you can go to acting classes. You just can't say I want to be an actor.
Right.
I went to all the acting classes. When I realized I started off in acting class. That's why I went to. I didn't even think about it. Go to an agent. I went to acting class. Go acting is not. It's not easy.
No, it's not. I tried it, and it's not.
Yeah.
And I envy you guys that actually do this for a living, and that's your grind. It's hard work.
It's hard. You got to memorize all these lines, and you got to know how to deliver them, because if you're not going to sit at a table with them. You might have to finish your line by the time you walk over to the other to the sink.
Right.
See, so you got to know. And you can't be looking down. You got to look where you can get your eye on the camera can catch your face.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely, you got to go to acting class. That, and that'll teach you all that stuff. Your butt
right.
up to go to acting class. And, you know, and also, I have also on YouTube, I have a cooking show called Cooking for Poor People.
I know. I was checking out your tilapia. I'm jacking your recipe. I have tilapia in my freezer right now, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this tilapia?
Put some tomatoes and tilapia together.
That video is hilarious. I'm like, no, he isn't. No, Mr. Witherspoon ain't cooking with just an apron on and no shirt. That was dangerous.
And I couldn't get on the Food Network because they told me to put on a shirt and a pair of pants. I said, no, I don't need no shirt. I'm fine.
What do you call it? Cooking for poor people.
Because when you're hungry, everything tastes good.
There you go. You ain't never lied. Because a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich is gooder than a mug when you're starving like a Marvin, okay? Oh, my gosh. Do you have any relationship advice? You know, there are a lot of people that are in relationships, and there are couples that are in relationships that are in the industry. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. You know, they're gone, you're gone, you have the kids. Do you have any relationship advice for anyone that's in the industry?
You mean a relationship what now?
Relationship advice.
Oh, well, you know, I've been married 25 years.
Mm.
So the thing is, you got to let people have their own space. You know, you got to have your own agenda. You can't think everybody get up in the morning, y'all eat breakfast together and walk around the house together and eat lunch together and go to the movies together and do that. You got to have a person, somebody might want to eat by themselves.
Yeah.
You got to have people have their own space and their own agenda. That's how things last. Can't spend too much time with a person because you gotta find out who you about.
Exactly, you lose yourself.
Cannot keep no tabs on nobody. My wife mm-hmm. would get them to go to France by herself. That's cool. I got up one time and went to Paris myself. I said, I've been studying French. So I said, I'm gonna go to Paris and see if it works. So I got on a plane and flew all the way to Paris.
Oh, God. And did it work?
Yeah, I learned a little French. That's how you learn things in life.
There you go.
Because they speak nothing but French.
Mm-hmm.
So I started speaking French with them. My wife thought I was crazy. She said, are you sure you don't want to go to doctor first? I said, no, I'm going to Paris. Paris, France? Yes, I'm going to Paris, France. I flew all the way from L.A., New York to Paris.
Wow.
I said, bonjour.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You gotta let people do their own thing, have their own agenda. You cannot. You didn't get here in time. You didn't get here the time you usually get here. Now, where you been?
Right.
Where you been stuff and all that. You know, people got to have their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I need some attention. Damn attention! Get your butt out. Gotta contribute to the family.
Mr. Witherspoon, my Facebook family want to know, will there be another Friday and will you be in it?
Yeah, it's going to be another Friday. I don't know about Chris Tucker, but it will be another Friday. And, yes, I'm going to be in it. Yep, it's going to be everybody
great.
Else, Cat Williams and Mike Epps and Ice Cube. And Chris Tucker might even be in it. You might be in it. And
okay.
I'll be in it. Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Now, what are your pet peeves? What are some things that really drive you crazy and make you just want to put your hands around somebody and choke them up? Pet peeves.
I don't have many of those anymore because, you know, I see somebody like, I just keep moving.
Right.
You know, I don't have many. You know, I don't go out to parties. I don't go out there. I don't do all this. I don't do Hollywood stuff. I don't do all that stuff. I like cars. I have cars. I play with my car. I wash my cars. And driving right. around and all that stuff. But other than that, nah.
Yeah.
I go pick up my son. I like to pick up my son from school. You know, I got to go to my school. My kid, he goes to school, and I'm 16 years old. He's in 11th grade. See, I like to pick him up from school. See,
aww.
Be the daddy.
Oh, that's so cool.
And he doesn't want me to be seen around it because he wanted to have his own, make his own mark. He told me.
Yeah.
So he had me
yeah.
pick him up a block from the school. He didn't want nobody to
wow.
see me.
Wow.
No,
he'd rather make that walk.
He'd rather make that walk with his cell phone and talk while he's
funny.
On his way. And he don't want nobody to see me because he said he don't want people liking him because I'm his father.
Wow.
So I don't mind.
And I truly understand because you can't recognize who's real once they know who you're connected to. So I definitely
right.
understand that.
Because he had me pick him up way down the street.
I
said, hey, man, that's crazy, man. Don't pick me up in front of the school, Daddy, please. Drop me off right here. I can get out right here. Well, the school's way over there. Don't worry about it. I'm cool.
I'm good. It's probably pouring down rain, and he's good.
No,
he
don't care. He had a basketball game day before yesterday. I think it was yesterday. The day before yesterday, and he said, I don't want you to come. Well, I couldn't go anyway because I was working on the first family.
Right.
But he told me, I don't want you at the game.
I love it. Mr. Witherspoon, I want to thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming on the show. I literally stalked your people, getting you on here for a month.
Well, good.
And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for what you contribute to the acting world, to the entertainment world, and I want you to know why you are alive and well right now, that I love you and I appreciate everything that you do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for tuning in to the Side Effect Radio Show. And again, thank you to my special guest, Mr. John Witherspoon. If you want to know what his tour dates are, you can check in on the front page of Blog Talk Radio on the Side Effect Radio Show. And I will also post it on Twitter as well. And you can go to his website, bangbangbangbang.com. I think that's four bangs, he said, .com. And it should be up there also. Again, thank you all for tuning in. Continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Psy Effect fan page. Also, I am Psy on Twitter. So tune in next time on The Psy Effect.